May 2 is super kawaii, but is it spyware? Lovabit is back, Chelsea Manning's jail time gets commuted, and the U.S. people still need pics or it didn't happen regarding Russia's hack of the DNC and RNC. Coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for Tuesday, January 24, 2017. Your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Patrons over at patreon.com/threatwire, we have reached our goal for a video RSS, and the RSS is now live. The link to our RSS feed, as well as the iTunes feed, are below in the show notes. Otherwise, you can also search for ThreatWire, and that's threat space wire, in your favorite podcasting app to find the show. Thank you again to our patrons, because you made this possible. First up, May 2. How kawaii cute does an app have to be to get people to ignore all the permissions that it wants from your phone? In the case of May 2, a Chinese selfie editing app, pretty dang cute, but weirdly, it needs a heck of a lot of permissions. At Laughing Mantis on Twitter points out that it retrieves data on running apps, your location, your phone status, your photo storage, and that one's kind of obvious since it is a photo editing app, phone identity information. It can also change system display settings, change audio settings, and even more. And then at 4octets on Twitter points out that it sends your IMEI, which is your device's special ID number, to servers in China. He later discovered that the app also sends your calendar, contacts, and more to servers as well. The Android version is of more concern than the iOS version, and the app has been out for several years and has many million downloads. Security-minded folks assume that the data collection is probably to sell to advertisers since the application is free, and selling data to advertisers allow for more profits for the company. But it could potentially be a sign of a much larger problem with your privacy and security. Meitu responded to this moment in the spotlight by making a statement about why the data is collected and that it is transmitted via encrypted platforms. So, should you download Meitu? Well, I didn't, mostly because I am paranoid and I weirdly check my permissions for apps, though I know that's not a common thing to do and it does take up a lot of time. If you are worried, just don't download it. There are plenty of other kawaii selfie apps in the Play Store to choose from, and many of them are free. Trust me, I know, because I am all into that kind of stuff. Surprise! On January 20th, Inauguration Day in the US, Lovabit rose from the ashes to reclaim its place on the internet. If you remember, back in 2013, Lovabit, the email platform of choice by Edward Snowden, was sent requests by the US government agencies to install surveillance equipment on their servers, as well as hand the government encryption keys for users, so it was instead shut down by the owner and founder, Ladar Levison, because he did not want to violate the rights of citizens using the email platform for their day-to-day tasks. After crowdfunding for a few years, Levison is re-releasing Lovabit with new encryption protocols designed so that even Lovabit won't be able to read your emails. It's built on an open-source encrypted communications platform coined as DIME, which stands for Dark Internet Mail Environment, and it will use Magma as its open-source mail server. Old users can reopen their accounts with Lovabit starting today, however, you will not have access to your old emails, but new users will have to wait till it's all up and running. Accounts will cost $15 annually and up, depending on storage needed and when you register. You can read up on the new release as well as the different modes of operation on Lovabit's website, linked in the show notes. In a last-minute decision by President Obama before Trump took office, Chelsea Manning, who leaked thousands of government documents to WikiLeaks way back in 2010, will be released from her jail time on May 17th and was originally supposed to be detained until 2045. She was an Army intelligence analyst who sent documents to WikiLeaks proving higher death counts of civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as wrongful violence against journalists by a U.S. helicopter. Manning was originally arrested in 2010 and has been a major component for human rights activists due to the Army's denial of medical care while she's been in custody. If you are unfamiliar with gender dysphoria, I have included a link to this medical condition below. So what does this mean for other whistleblowers? According to a White House spokesperson earlier this month, Snowden's leaked documents were, quote, far more serious and far more dangerous, inclining that we basically won't be seeing any pardons for him. But while Snowden isn't seeking a pardon from the U.S. government at this time, he has received a new three-year visa from Russia, which will allow him to apply for Russian citizenship in 2018. Last summer, we saw the first inkling of an ongoing debate about whether or not Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee, as well as Clinton's email server and the DNCC. Signs pointed to yes, due to CrowdStrike's monitoring of DNC networks, which was continuing, as well as U.S. intelligence agencies agreeing with this case. But skeptics continue to request further proof from the U.S. government, as the usual technical explanation of the hack is classified and not available to the general public or other cybersecurity professionals for analysis. A full report of the U.S. findings by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence was just released detailing social media disinformation, aka alternative facts, phishing campaigns against the DNC and the RNC, and propaganda. The methods used to find data confirming it was Russian state-sponsored or source information was not included and is still classified. FBI Director James Comey discussed in a hearing before the Senate Select Committee that the hack of the RNC data did happen, but that stolen data was never released, leading government officials to believe that the hacks were purposefully done to get Trump into the White House. Thank you again for being patrons of ThreatWire. You can contribute over at patreon.com/threatwire to get your name on threatwire.net, as well as your own fur baby in the show at the Hush Puppy perk level. I've just added a bunch of new perks and goals, so check them out and let me know what you think. And of course, if you cannot contribute, that's cool too. You can give the show a thumbs up and you can subscribe over on youtube.com/hack5, and now your favorite podcasting app as well. Lastly, as always, you can find all of our episodes, links to our social networks, and other ways to contribute over at threatwire.net. Oh, my voice is going out again. So with that, I am Shannon Morris, and I will see you next time on the internet.